Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I think I know where he's talking about. USA, USA, baby!
It's a big old land.
Or even a school like St. Peter's can get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Talk about opportunity, right? The land of opportunity.
Yeah, how'd that happen? What? Wait a minute.
It might have any given off. Sunday, anybody can beat anybody, right?
It might have fallen apart there in the game yesterday, but they were there, baby. They were there.
They just did not. I mean, I've been all over since the round of 32, really. But they just did not bring their game yesterday.
No.
They didn't bring the game that beat Purdue, that was for sure. But they were stalled out, and, like, North Carolina said, enough of this. They did what North Carolina does. But what do you do?
I have a text already from a listener this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, by the way, we can get the whole show without talking about Will Smith. That's my goal.
Please.
Todd, you up for that? Can we have a Will Smith free show here today?
I didn't watch a second of the Oscars, so.
You or me both. Bro.
I didn't either, but of course you can't escape the fact that, you know who.
You don't want to talk about it? We're talking about it. What the heck?
Well, let me just say this. If you had two good actors and you wanted to stage something on a show that has no ratings, like eight people watching it, wouldn't you do something like that?
Yeah. I mean, he did win a Best Actor Oscar, right?
No, I'm asking for a friend.
You seriously think that might have been a thing?
I don't know. It was so over the top that...
All I know is some guy didn't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
From Dune and what's his name?
Yeah.
Had a hissy fit. Laugh. You gotta laugh, people.
Please.
Never, ever lose your sense of humor. You can't do it. It's not a good thing. Life will not be good if you don't, aren't able to laugh.
Well, and you're expecting what out of a Chris Rock? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like he's Captain Kangaroo for crying out loud.
I just see over the last 10 seconds in the Dean Martin roast.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Right. Don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
We do have a little bit of good news. It seems as though the one level-headed guy in the whole Russian side of things is their foreign secretary, Lavrov.
Minister, secretary.
Yeah. And he has said in a Russian media news interview that he wants peace talks.
Cool.
So, that just happened, I guess, early this morning. So
rhetoric, but it's a step.
Right. Yeah, and it's coming from him, so it's just a little bit better anyway.
Right.
Possibly, and I think that's a product of the fact that they're getting their butts kicked. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
No mas. Our man Bill Delzell is trying to leave today. Come back to the USA. He's got to get back to the planning.
Yeah.
It's been fascinating talking to him, by the way. And he may check in, depending on whether or not he got the first train he wanted to get. So, I already have a question here for the audience from a listener. And they're concerned about what they call extending daylight lying time all year round. Forcing us to live on under a government-enforced mass delusion where we all pretend it's an hour later than it actually is. This was eliminated in the 70s because it's dangerous for children in the dark morning hours. We've not really talked about that much on the program today, but do you want to change? Headcount? Kev, would you like...
Oh, yes, please.
You're not not big on the spring ahead fall back business?
No, but we would go to the fall back and leave it there, because that's where it would be, you know, less.
Right, we'd be back on standard time.
Right, back on exactly. Just yes, make it go away.
Please. I'm not sure I care, but you know, I'm probably not in an industry where it matters.
Most of the clocks in our lives change automatically now. You know, your phone automatically.
That's the only problem with going away from it, is all our clocks change automatically, so we get rid of it, and all the clocks change, and we got to figure out how to put them back. That's the only problem with that. That said, yeah, come on, just leave it.
Having lived in Arizona for a few years, it's nice never dealing with it. They just never deal with it.
Yep.
Half the year you're on California time, the other half you're on Denver time.
So I don't know how this all of a sudden got voted on.
Yeah, I know, right?
We yap about it every year, and then nothing ever happens, and then all of a sudden...
Who brought it up? Is that
somebody,
Rubio?
Somebody won the... Was it him? I don't really know.
I think Rubio brought it up, yeah.
Anyway,
since
we hadn't talked about it, I thought I would start off with that today to see if you have an opinion one way or another. Leave it or fix it? Let us know what you think. You can text us today at 701-237-1590, or better yet, and much appreciated, we love chatting with our fine listeners here on What's On Your Mind. Call us 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. All right, so what else happened? We don't care about the Oscars. We're sad about St. Peter's, but now we can be Duke fans. I would love for Coach K to go out on a... What,
this guy's
77 years old.
Yeah. And
isn't that a testament to just keep... Retirement is for, you know, sitting around doing nothing.
Retirement's a myth.
Gosh almighty, I thought that's fantastic.
And he is just giving all the love to his players. He was in tears.
After he was.
And just a great guy. And, you know, the greatest of all time conversation comes in with him and John Wooden, of course, you know, with college basketball success. I'm a big Wooden fan. But, boy, I think by the time the numbers play out here, he's gonna at least be in the running. You got to put Coach K in the talk.
Well, he already.
Oh, absolutely.
He already beat Wooden for most Final Four appearances now.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got the most wins ever.
Yeah.
Duke does.
It's pretty awesome. He belongs
to
him.
Not all him, but yeah.
One other thing that happened this weekend I'm sure will shock everybody. Biden put his foot in his mouth.
Like four times.
Ad-libs in a speech. I mean, they've had more cleanup on aisle five for this guy after. I don't know how anybody can seriously think. And my favorite thing was I guess they just, before the speech was even done, they had it as Reagan's Berlin speech, right? It was, the left was like, oh, this is like best ever. This is this speech, man, this is the, really? Exactly. They had to correct him within, you know, moments of this thing going, but I'm not even surprised anymore. It's even boring to talk about. Very boring. Don't care. Total ridiculous mess. Republicans gather this weekend. The Democrats gather last weekend. I see that they had a candidate for attorney general that didn't even decided not even go to the convention.
Didn't see that.
It's kind of a train wreck over there on the Democratic side, but. They mustered up a few candidates, some who even showed up at the convention.
You know, so, and your point about Biden, Scotty, I mean, it's hard. I know I'm tired of it. It's not funny anymore. He's clearly inferred. But you can't look away from this because his stumbles could get us into World War III, for crying out loud. Some of the stuff he said, it's like, how can you be allowed to say this? How is he being allowed to be marched out there anymore?
And it's so
unbelievable.
It's so obvious. It's not even worth saying. But just imagine Trump doing this.
Who was the guy that was going
to get us into war and, of course, got us out of war.
Yeah.
End of the world if it was Trump doing that. Yeah.
They'd be going DEFCON 5 on this stuff.
Yep.
You know?
You're right.
DEFCON 5. It's just, we live in bizarro world, folks. It's just all there is to it. Monty and Tioga, what's on your mind today?
I am in favor of leaving the sunrise and sunset standard all the time.
Leave it
not
the way it's...
All right.
Yeah, and
amen.
You want to go pre-1970s. You're kind of a pre-1970s guy, Monty.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your biggest reason for not wanting to alter it? Why don't you want it changed?
For one thing, we've got people in Montana that get all messed up with our daylight savings time. We've got friends in Canada that are messed up by it because they don't ever change theirs. They stay with it year round.
Right. Even more reasons.
All right, there you go. Daylight lying time.
Yep.
A new name for it now. Thank you, Monty. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 258-0550-701. 258-0550. You can also text us.
And by the way, the kids being in the darkness, waiting for the bus, come on. They all have a phone. They all know how to work the flashlight. They waited darkness for lots of other things.
Yeah, in the 70s, we didn't have flashlights with every kid. Now we do.
We have tracking devices. We're good.
Here's another interesting text. The IRS needs more funding, says this listener.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
Now, this individual self-identifies as a Republican and a tax preparer that says we are allowing hundreds of billions of dollars to be unaccounted for. They are operating on the same personnel as they had in 1970, and their software is antiquated. Currently, many taxpayers are not paying their fair share, along with the millions of dollars being defrauded from the IRS. The money invested would have a significant return on investment if everyone
paid their fair share. This person can pay freely out of their own free will anytime they want. Go ahead. Feel guilty, pay in.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today, where they have some of the lowest price ever right now on the Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow Towels. They're 60% off each. 60% off right now when you use the promo code SCOTT. You can also go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. I look at everything else here. The sleepwear, the blankets, the slippers, Of course, the pillows, all specially priced right now, at least 50% off on all of them. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or go to 800-506-9028. Mike was on with us last week with new information in Colorado.
Ooh, do tell, please.
Oh, did you miss that? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Well, basically, what I would there's an auditor there that has been fighting us, and now she's being taken up on charges because she was digging into the
machines. Can't have that.
But as I understand it, basically, it is forensic proof. So you have the first look into the machines and how the machines were setting up two buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened not only in November 2020, but a subsequent local election as well. And I don't know, evidently the machines were programmed at some point, and then they did the same thing for both elections. And so they had like a throwaway file.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah, so the significance of this in the Colorado case, and it's the kind of thing where if you and I look at it, it's like Greek. We have no idea.
Right.
You know, it's just, you'd have to be somebody that knows the cyber world and see what kind of is happening, but it is the first time the machines have had a forensic look that has gone public. So
right.
That's what's new about it. Anyway, so that case is playing out.
Any news is good news there.
Yeah,
usually.
Exactly right. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Scotty's a warrior. The guy just never sleeps, never stops. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Jim the Flight Pole Guy coming up. Rick Becker, candidate for the Republican nomination for Senate next hour on the program. Rick has asked for some time today on the program to, I guess, kind of restart the conversation related to his faith. He's heard some things that I've said that I have heard repeated by others, and actually saw a video at one point related to him and his faith, and said it's really not fair. So I said, look, you come on and tell us what you want. The other thing that he thought wasn't fair was my comment about some of his supporters being just flat out vile and rude to Hovind supporters, including Senator Hovind's wife, Mikey. So he wanted his chance to address both those. We'll do that today, and also welcome your calls, questions, or comments for him. So look forward to that. Okay, let's see what else I have here. I guess we're just doing these pop up questions today because we have a couple different topics and a new one that came in here after, and that is that the IRS is underfunded. Anybody wanting the IRS to be in possession of more assets? You said you popped in with it. It's true that they're short of staff. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're short of staff. I mean, look at the refunds. Look at the delays.
And this person is a tax preparer and a Republican,
mm-hmm.
saying there's billions unaccounted for because they're totally operating with the same personnel as they had in 1970. Their software antiquated. And if everyone paid their fair share, it allow the rest of us to benefit from lower taxes, is what the tax preparer is saying.
The federal government is behind the curve technology-wise?
I know.
On what?
Exactly.
No, come right. on. The people that spend $20 billion to build a $300 website? Shocking.
Texter on the question of daylight savings time, returning to pre-70s. Turn them back and leave them on this time. We are 2 hours ahead of the sun.
Yeah. So we'd go back in the fall and leave it there.
Texter in Dickinson says, good morning, gang. I say leave the time change. It's kind of a tradition that we grew up with. It reminds me of spring and Lent, the Lenten season.
I know. We'll just remind you, though. Hey, it's that time. No need to worry about your clocks.
You'll provide that as a public service?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I'll shout it twice.
Texter, you might forget to change your battery in your smoke detector if you don't have daylight saving time.
There you go.
Caller was hoping we would mention a quote that goes, fools and wise men are equally harmless. Danger comes from those who see here and do half of everything.
There you go.
Yeah. Texter says, there's an old saying, only a fool would cut off a foot of the bottom of his blanket, sew it to the top of the blanket, and think he has a longer blanket.
That's the, that's the old native.
Love that one.
Yep. Comes around twice a year, no matter what. Yep.
Texter says, when it comes to daylight savings, they need to just leave it at one time year-round. I'm a 50-year-old guy who works, and it messes with my health every time they change it because it screws up my sleep schedule. I already have health problems, but if they don't mess with it, I'm pretty good.
That's a fact.
My Pillow, yep. My Pillow will get you that sleep back.
There's a lot of that documented. Heart issues, coronaries, stress, et cetera, from that.
I like the extra hour at the end of the day. Please leave it.
What extra hour? What are you talking about? You did, you're not gaining an hour.
Somebody else said, boy, we're all animated this morning.
Well, yeah.
Are we animated this morning? I don't know.
I want that extra hour. I need an extra hour.
There's no Will Smith moments here.
No.
Oh, I said his name!
See how you are.
For a guy who doesn't want to talk about it, he keeps bringing it up.
Yeah! Well, if we do that, we got to plug Chris Rock and his latest stand-up special. One of the funniest humans on the planet and a very nice guy. I've met him a few times. Chris Rock is a great guy.
He's a good dude. He is.
Did not deserve that.
Were you trying to search him down in California? Were you to find one normal Hollywood type?
Nope. I did have a conversation. I think I turned to liberal. I'll have to tell you about
it. You turned to liberal?
Yeah, on one topic.
Do tell.
Actually, it came up because of Mike Lindell quickly.
Okay.
I said I missed my pillow because we were sleeping on an airbed at my relative's apartment. And we got to talking out in the courtyard, and one of her neighbors was out there, and I mentioned to her my pillow. And, oh, that guy. You know, this is my niece's name. Oh, that guy. That lunatic.
You know what's coming when they say, guy.
And I said, well, you know, to each his own. What I mean, I said, he makes a great pillow. Something like that. And
you're trying to do the diplomatic thing with a relative.
So, well, he makes a great pillow, and elections need to be investigated, I think, you know, whatever. I said, well, you know, and I don't know how it came up, but Leah Thomas came up. And I tripped my trigger. And I said, ma'am, I said, you can't think that that's fair. And she looked at me with a straight face and said, how is it not fair? I said, well, Leah Thomas is a man. Well, no, Leah Thomas is transgender. It's a transgender woman. I said, but not a real woman. Not a woman. And she said, doesn't matter. I said, yeah, it does. I said, we have physical attributes. I said, you want to arm wrestle? Said, you're about the same size as I am. You want to arm wrestle? I go, I guarantee you, I take you 10 out of 10. Let's go. And she kind of looked me blank. And I said, this is not fair. It's simply not fair. Oh, well, and then she kind of stalled a little bit. She said, well, I guess when it comes to that aspect, you're right. I said, and her name was Lynn. I said, Lynn, that's the only aspect that anyone's arguing about. No one cares that Leah Thomas wants to identify and live life as a woman.
Yes, exactly.
She got in the
pool.
It
comes to that aspect you want.
Well,
there's somebody that hasn't really thought much about the whole conversation.
Right, and she was the one that got into it.
Yeah.
I said, that's the only aspect anyone has a problem with, Lynn.
Were you guys?
I guess you're right there. Okay,
did,
take one.
Did you get along the rest of the trip?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I avoided as much as I could.
You didn't return to that topic.
I didn't go back to any of it.
No. Oh, I love it. All right, Mike at Fairbanks wants to get again here. Mike will get you in a moment. More text pouring in on the question of the day, and Jim the Flagpole guy coming up too. So stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. Call us at 258-0550-701-258-0550.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song I couldn't say.
That was Kev living the California dreaming. And you're back.
Yeah, and back to the land of not so new. You know something about Los Angeles? It is the land of new cars. Everywhere you, I mean, there's not an older than a 2016 on the road anywhere that I saw. It's unbelievable. And by the way, the electric car deal is $6.89 was the most we saw for gas. I kid you not. The ARCO stations were about a buck cheaper. All for some reason, they are all cheaper. But I'm thinking, I'm going to get to California. It's going to be nothing but Teslas. I bet we only saw maybe 200 the whole week we were there. 200 of them. I mean, there was a lot of them, but I thought every other car would be a Tesla.
So the way they talk, isn't
it? Yeah. So they're all paying the $6.79 a gallon to drive the Hondas and Accord or whatever they've got. A lot of Nissans and those, you know, those brands. But yeah. Unbelievable.
There's a lot of miles to drive in California, too. The concrete jungle.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Yep.
How does a fresh-baked muffin sound today? 99 cents at PetroServe USA.
No wait.
Muffin Monday today. Yes, Senator. Nice. What a great. Also, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for Raring to Go. Valley City has scalloped potatoes and ham today. Hardwood beef stroganoff. It is your choice of lasagna or cheeseburgers today. You can't really go wrong there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Taco Mac at 12th and I-29. Swedish Meatballs downtown Fargo at the MP Avenue. PetroServe USA. Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon. So there you go. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. The 4-for-4 special. PetroServe USA. Not going to pay $7 a gallon.
No, you're not.
Lowest price fuel in the state because they get it from Marathon. They get it from Cemex. They get it from their own PetroServe USA. Fuel supply, so that's for one reason and one reason only. Get you the best deal. Valley Dairy and PetroServe USA stores. Let me get Mike and Fairbanks in here, and then our man Jim, the flagpole guy, going to join us today on the program. Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Scott and Todd. Well, I just want to know if Senator Ukraimer realizes that the Nazi Azov Brigade, which is Ukraine's military group, they are torturing and raping Russian women and Russian men, and they are castrating the Russian soldiers. They're putting blindfolds over them and then shooting them with their rifles and laughing at them and kicking them. How can Kramer support such a brutal regime in Ukraine? Zelensky is nothing but a Nazi. And I just want to know, why is Kramer, went over there with Blumenthal, the biggest traitor we have in the Senate? I'm so mad at Kramer for blowing our money, wasting millions of dollars, billions of dollars, supporting a Nazi group of thugs. I hope Putin wins and reclaims his people. He's going to liberate Donbass, probably get some water over to the region. That's the only reason Putin went in there, is to save his people. What do you guys think about that?
What's your source of information on this? I've not heard any of what you're saying related to the treatment of the...
Did you listen to Dennis this morning?
Dennis whom?
He comes on before you, Dennis Lindahl.
Oh, Dennis Lindahl is on KTGO. Yeah, so before us up there in the on the Bakken affiliate of the Flag family. No, so I'd be curious where Dennis is getting it, but because I've not heard. You guys heard anything like that?
Yeah, it's not the first time I've heard that. You know, the Ukraine. The argument about Ukraine being corrupt is not. I mean, I don't
that's
think
not new.
That's anything new.
Yeah.
It all came down to motive, to the why, and you follow the money, and I wouldn't discount it. I mean, certainly Putin's tired of the corruption, I'm sure, in his backyard. I don't know that that's the actual absolute why, but that's not the first.
So we're not trading one corruption for another?
I think Kevin Cramer has the best line. The only difference between Russia and Ukraine is that the Ukraine elects its crooks. You know, I don't think anybody's saying they're lily white there, but I think how Putin went about what he did with what we're seeing in black and white. Look, we've had a North Dakota farmer there to give us a report. We're not relying on, you know, mainstream media sources. You're hearing it from many, many places. So I appreciate the call. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. I know there's one solution when you're trying to sort this out that will give you. Okay, yeah, we lost our connection to Jim, so Daniel is calling him back. But I was going to say there's one solution that I think everyone ought to consider.
Fly those stars and stripes,
right,
baby.
Yeah, and just know that a lot has happened under that flag.
Amen.
A lot has happened under that flag, so... that'd be one way to channel your concern, your frustration. Give Jim a call. U.S. flagpole guy now. He's going global. He's going global.
National, at least.
Yeah, exactly right. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Hello. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Good to catch up with you again.
Well, thank you. I did see some videos online where they were, and I don't know if it was Ukrainians shooting Russians or Russians shooting Ukrainians in the leg, you know, but it is online. But there were shots fired at guys who were defenseless, sitting there, standing. They were captured, handcuffed, and they were shooting them in the legs, and the guys were falling. So that seemed to be real. But regarding
I tend to not even pretend to be able to sort it all out. And, you know, these videos of, okay, there gets a Russian plane shot out of the air. Is it? I don't know. Or was it from 2 years ago?
Exactly.
It's impossible. I mean, the one thing that that I've relied on is our own, you know, connections there and things we're hearing firsthand. But war's ugly. It's awful. You know, I mean, I've taken to saying, let's pray for this to end. And I see a bit of good news today, at least in word. We'll see if it's followed up with deed in wanting peace talks from the Russian side. So it'll be interesting. But back to America. Yes, sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, in America, you know, we support who it is we support. I just question supporting those that don't want to protect their own border and seem to be all worried about somebody else's border. And that's my soapbox. But regarding America, I kind of fell in love with a kind of a man crush on a real American, Royce White, over the weekend. I heard his testimony on a couple other programs where he's running for Ilhan Omar's district. And what I found so intriguing is he's a gentleman, a boy who grew up in the inner cities, and he had a lot to overcome. But thankfully, he had a grandfather and a grandmother and a great mother who kept him out of trouble. And at a very young age, he decided he wanted to walk the fine line and pursue his dreams. And he worked hard over the years playing basketball and envisioning himself as a successful basketball player as an adult. And it's a textbook American story, you know, and, well, at the same time, he was dealing with mental health issues, and mental health is a big issue in this country, and, boy, yeah, I have suffered, and my family, and genetically, you know, it's there. Well, he chose to do the next right thing for the next right reason, and he brought it to the National Basketball Association's attention, where he felt that they should know that he has anxiety attacks and he can't fly, and it got much deeper. But everybody, please go and listen to his story, and you know, you just fall in love with America again. This is a bit of light on liberty. It's what's good in America, and he's running against Ilhan Omar in that congressional seat, and Steve Bannon had interviewed him and said, you know, they're going to bring everything, the kitchen table, at you, and you're gonna be in for it. And he said, well, you bring your God, and I'll bring mine. He had
there you go.
He had he's not afraid. He's willing to take shots. He's willing to stand against the Goliath, what's happening in America today. And I found him so inspiring. And he's somebody that we really could stand behind. He's not your average politician. He doesn't want to run to be a politician. He wants to run to fix things and bring God back in America. And I could not be more honored to talk about him and spread his message. And we need more like him. We need more people that are willing to stand up and say, thou shalt not cross. You will not continue to behave the way you're behaving. Of course, we all know I just come back from Washington, D.C., and the People's Convoy is still there, but they are returning back across America. They're headed towards California. And this Friday, they're organizing, I believe it's countrywide, everybody go to their state capital. We the people, they work for us campaign this Friday, noon to 2 at our state capital. And there's been a permit drawn, and we're asking everybody to go to the Capitol today and speak on behalf of those that feel like their voice is not being heard. I'm just proud to be an American, and I'm not afraid to stand up against this Goliath and do my part, and I hope more people will do it and put action to their beliefs and their faith.
Is there any kind of a like website or Facebook page that organizes the effort on Friday? Do you know where the details of that are?
Yes. Yes. There's We the People. They work for us. Facebook page. I guess I'm not on Facebook personally, but I guess that I was told that, and that's who organized it. For sure.
We had a call last week from a listener, I think it was in Ray, that was with you and part of the group. It also come back, but explained to Senator Kramer some of the things the group was still doing and battling. It was such a tough news cycle on the timing of that. I think that whole thing would have had a lot more attention, and there would have been a lot more pressure on members of Congress to welcome them in. And Senator Kramer actually had some good ideas about how to go about getting a demonstration and some trucks, while permitted, into the nation's capital. But maybe it's next time. I think just the timing of Ukraine and what was going on just made it very challenging to break through the news cycle. It's amazing how that happens, you know. You can't necessarily control the news cycle. Wasn't exactly. Hang on, Jim. We'll chat on the other side of the break here. 16 before the hour. Jim, the flagpole guy, with us on What's On Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough. Right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so we, the whole town's rooting for us like the hometown.
How often do you find yourself listening to the news? And what's happening and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, the list goes on. You know what? There is something you can do, and that's buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. More than ever, that is important right now. Stick together, and there's been one company that's willing to stand with you on the mobile front since 2012, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values, supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and veteran and first responder heroes. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer Flag Family, special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Jim, the flagpole guy here, good to catch up with him. Back at it now is usflagpoleguy.com. You mentioned the U.S. Flagpole Guy transition while you were on your way to Washington, D.C., but we really haven't talked about it much since. Talk about what's new for Jim the Flagpole Guy here.
Okay, well, thank you, Scott. For many that know, we've been doing this for 5 years now, and one thing that's been evident is I've been a little bit too big for my britches with the amount of inquiries that we've had, and I've never really been one to say no, and I spend up till the, you know, day before Christmas ramming as many flagpoles as I can, you know, to complete. And this year we were just off by two. And also the amount of phone calls and the amount of requests, I haven't been able to keep up. Therefore, I've had some health issues. I realized I can't keep going the way I'm going and eating the same foods that I've been eating on the road and everything. So I prayed about it, and we're just came up with so it doesn't really make sense. We're actually going bigger, but in doing so, we're creating departments, and there are people coming on board that will be helping out and actually having their own individual task. We're going to have help in the advertising. We're going to have help in the, answering the emails and the phone calls. And it's actually a full-fledged corporation now where we're going to have shareholders and investors and also, you know, department heads. So we're actually answering the call of the consumer and creating a business that facilitates the America's need for patriotism, thus freeing me of doing everything from checking the tire pressure, changing the oil, grease in the truck, showing the flags.
Yeah, well, it's a sign of success, though. It's fantastic. And again, I think the ultimate outcome will be more U.S.-made flagpoles, U.S.-made flags flying across not only the great state of North Dakota and our neighbors, but all across the USA, right?
Yes, and we have dreams for that. There's flag shortages, so I'm thinking that there's only a couple flag manufacturers, and they're overwhelmed, and also I believe they had a lot of COVID restrictions. They're way behind. Flags are getting more expensive, and they're harder to get. So I prayed for a lot of things that come true, and I'm actually praying that, you know, we make our own flags here. I'd like to have, make hemp flags. I'd like to have, and if anybody has input, please contact me. But I have farmers on standby. They're willing to grow the hemp. And I'm praying that the government, the state government, will, you know, supply initiatives for us to create jobs in North Dakota. And I even have researched looms, and we just and made contacts for the manufacturing of the flags. And right now it's still a dream, but I'm hoping that it goes in that direction. Also, we're going to be creating an installer network. It's already underway. We're going to have installers nationwide that can handle the load of installations. There's a whole bunch planned, and we're in a week or so. We're going to sign on the dotted line, creating actually the new corporation, completing those things. We're going to go to work.
I'm worried about Jim. I think he needs a hobby.
Really. What are you doing your spare time?
Yeah. No, yeah. There's no such thing. Spare time is not in his vernacular.
Exactly.
I love it.
You can ask my wife. You know, I'm a carpenter by trade. And,
there you go.
My poor wife, our house has been torn apart for 2 years. And basically, you know, replace the kitchen cabinets and different things like that. And over the winter, I'm maybe 80% done with our expectations there. But what do I do for a hobby? I don't have a hobby. I wish I had a hobby. I wrecked my motorcycle last year. I was going to take a couple days off, and on my way out of town, a deer hit me. So I don't have a motorcycle.
You know, you do too have a hobby. It's America. America's your hobby.
Right. Keep Mama happy, buddy. Yeah. I'm saying that.
Yeah, he is the patriot of all patriots. Awesome catching up with you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG, or go to ndflagpoleguy.com and usflagpoleguy.com now. Great update. Thank you, Jim. God bless you. Appreciate all your efforts. More after this.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.